Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be counting down one-hit wonders as compiled by Ranker.com. This half hour, we'll hear from Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, The Monitors, Chris Clark, The Velvettes, High Energy, Stoney and Meatloaf, Carolyn Crawford, and R. Dean Taylor. All coming up to the next half hour as we feature one-hit wonders.
Every day. Oh no!
monitors with Greetings, This Is Uncle Sam. It only reached number 100 in the United States pop charts, but it did hit number 21 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts of 1966. It was only one of four singles that the Monitors ever recorded on the Motown record label, and the only hit single. And it ranked number 15 as compiled by Ranker.com on One Hit Wonders. And before that, Bobby Taylor of the Vancouvers, Does Your Mama Know About Me? And then reached number 29 in the United States Billboard charts from 1968. And it was co-written by Tommy Chong of Cheech and Chong fame. And Bobby Taylor discovered the Jackson 5, by the way. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring One Hit Wonders as compiled by Ranker.com. Well, coming up, the 14th most popular one-hit wonder. And here is Chris Clark and Love's Gone Bad right here on Motown.
Number 14.
I feel a pounding in my brain. Ice cold water running through my veins. Got a bad taste in my mouth from bitter tears.
Yeah.
number 12.
Energy with You Can't Turn Me Off in the Middle of Turning Me On, and they reached number 12 in the United States pop charts and number 2 in the United States rhythm and blues charts of 1977, and it ranked 12th overall on Ranker.com's compilation of one-hit wonders. High Energy had a total of 7 singles, but the only one that reached top 40 status. Before that, the Velvets and Needle in a Haystack, and they reached number 45 in the United States pop charts of 1964, their highest charting song. They had 9 singles altogether, and that ranked number 13 on Ranker.com's compilation of one-hit wonders. And we started with Chris Clark and Love's Got Bad, reached number 41 in the rhythm and blues charts in 1966, and Chris had 4 singles. And by the way, she was born on February 1st, 1946 in Santa Cruz. She later co-wrote the screenplay for Lady Sings the Blues starring Diana Ross, and she was nominated for an Academy Award for that. This is Motown Memories with Tom Ballin, and for this hour, we're counting down one-hit wonders as compiled by Ranker.com. Well, coming up, the 11th most popular one-hit wonder. Here is Stoney and Meatloaf, and What You See Is What You Get, right here on Motown Memories.
Number 11!
Yeah.
great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
If you should see me and I'm smiling,
see you at home and I'll ever baby in the end.
Taylor with Indiana Wants Me, and they reached number 5 in the United States pop charts, and number 1 in Canada, number 2 in the United Kingdom, and number 3 in South Africa in 1970. Ardeen Taylor was born on May 11, 1939 in Detroit. He had 8 singles from Motown, and this was the only successful one. And it was ranked number 9 on Rankin.com's compilation of one-hit wonders. Before that, Carolyn Croppin with My Smile Is Just a Frown Upside Down. And they reached number 39 in the United States Rhythm and Blues charts in 1964. That song was written by Smokey Robinson. And Carolyn Croppin won a contract to Motown through radio station KCHB in Detroit. She had 9 singles, but it was the only one that was charting. And we started with Stoney and Meatloaf. Yes, the Meatloaf. And that was called What You See Is What You Get. Reached number 71 on the pop charts of 1971. Well, Stoney was Sean Murphy, and Meatloaf is Michael Leah Day. Well, Meatloaf has sold 80 million records in his career. And Stoney and Meatloaf met while performing in the play Hair in Detroit. And that song ranked number 10 on Ranker.com's compilation of one-hit wonders. Well, this half hour, we feature some great one-hit wonder songs. Coming up after the break, more one-hit wonder songs, so keep it right here on Motown Memory.